This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey, to answer your love questions. Here we go. From Sandra in Indiana. Sandra writes, my youngest brother is 24 and he lives with me. He had a long-term girlfriend, but she recently broke up with him because I won't allow her new puppy inside my house. My brother said it's their dog together, so he should help care for the dog. I told him it's a firm no, and he said I'm ruining his life. I think that's a bit dramatic, but do you think I should bend my rules?
No, I think it's the damn dog that's ruining your life. Don't put this off on your sister. It's that damn dog. It's your sister's house. She lives there. She paid the rent. She bought that. She let you live with her. You done moved this girl in. Now she want a puppy. Well, she can't handle. She get a puppy when she get her own place. You can't bring no puppy in a woman's house, soil in the carpet. The puppy got to get potty trained. Ain't nobody finna do that. Man, put your brother out. Why don't they take their 24-year-old grown ass somewhere and get their own apartment? Nah. And they can have all the puppies they want. You ruining my life. You're stupid, boy.
Okay.
Broke up with you because, wait a minute, hold up, dog. Lady, it's not you that has a problem. It's he that has a problem. A woman done broke up with you because you won't let her bring a puppy in her sister house, in your sister house. Right. So she broke up with you. You got the wrong chick, dog. Next question, Shirley.
All right, moving on. Tara in South Haven, Mississippi says, I gave my husband a hall pass because I had two surgeries back to back, and he was so sweet to me while I was healing. That was a year ago. My best friend found out in the streets about his fling, and without talking to me first, she confronted my husband and tried to fight him. I don't want her in my personal business, but she's in it now. And how should I explain this to her?
See, I tell y'all all the time, when you see a man somewhere, you find out something about a man, that ain't your business. Now, she done confronted this man about fooling around on her girlfriend. When her girlfriend then gave him a hall pass because he was so kind to her doing surgery. If you could get a hall pass for kindness doing surgery, you know how many passes I'd have? You know how many times I've been kind and better not go in here talking about no damn hall pass?
Okay.
Better not bring it up.
Ever.
And lady, why do you pass out hall passes for kindness? What is that? Oh, you were kind to me. You get a hall pass. What? Who are you?
You know how kind I be.
No, that don't make no sense. Now, your girlfriend is simple. I don't know what you should say to her except this is not your business. But she in it. Now, do you want to tell her how stupid you were by awarding him a hall pass? That you said it was okay? And I'm going to tell you something else. She ain't keeping it to herself. She telling other people.
Wow.
And your husband didn't have to watch his step because his wife gave him permission.
Yep, facts.
Yeah, it's not your business. It's not her business anyway.
It's not her business, but it ain't no woman's business. But y'all always make it y'all's because she my girl, because I would want to know. Well, now, here you go. Now, I tell you what, let's let the women tell him what to do, because y'all always talking about I would want to know, I would tell her. Well, now, she trying to whip her husband's ass. What would you do, Shirley?
It's not my business. I wouldn't do anything. I, honest to God, I wouldn't do a thing. This is
that
not my business.
That is a bold-faced
No,
lie.
It's not. In this particular situation, I wouldn't do anything. I don't know what's going on in their house. Mm-mm.
Okay, Carla, what would you do?
Tell him.
Try to fight the husband.
Well, this be all about in you, it. Carla.
Be all in it. My best friend? My best friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Shirley, you wouldn't tell your girlfriend?
I would. I'm not in this. I'm really not in this. I'm not in this.
If this happened, you wouldn't want to know from your girlfriend?
No, I would kill him. But
no, I'm asking you.
If I found out.
Why? Would you want your girlfriend to tell you?
No.
Okay. That's contrary to everything you've ever said in every strawberry letter.
People change.
I just wanted to point that. No, there's no changing on this show.
I'm not like nobody. I'm not doing
Steve
any
Harvey
of that.
Show. No, you don't. You stay the damn same on this show. We're not interchanging on this show. We ride or die up in here.
My best friend, though, Shirley? Your bestie? Your bestie.
I'm not in it. My best friend just got married. I'm not in their marriage. No. I got issues.
And you see her husband cheating? You ain't gonna say nothing?
What?
I ain't mad at the answer.
I like Shirley's answer, but that's not what she's ever said.
I've always said that I would say something. Just like I just said, I'd probably be all in it.
I'm not in this one with a hall pass. Mm-mm.
Well, next one. But Shirley, you don't know about the hall pass. All you know is he was cheating.
But I'm just not in anybody else's relationship. I don't have time.
I don't have time for nobody else's.
I don't have
so
time.
I ain't got nothing to
I'm
say.
I'm done.
Yeah. I saw my partner's girl somewhere in a little strange looking position. I'm not going here to tell his man this here.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
why
I said it depends
position.
On.
Well, you know, in a weird, you know, it looked like something was going on.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pinpoint it. But I already knew if I went to tell him that he was going to jail. I already knew that.
Yeah.
If I tell this fool anything,
he would have caught a case.
Oh.
Like I said, it depends on who it is. Best friend, though, that's like my sister to me.
So, all right,
for me.
All right, moving on. Thedra in Topeka says, my boyfriend has a habit of sending several women a good morning text before he starts his day. He does it freely and doesn't think it's a problem. I think it's the first step in cheating, and I'm jealous. Am I overthinking it, or is this cheating?
Man, come on. What are y'all doing nowadays? What relationships y'all got? What y'all allowing up in here? What is these new rules that you can text three women in the morning and wish them good morning? What?
Several women.
I don't know who can do that.
Shirley texts me every single day. Shirley Strawberry. She texts me scriptures every morning. I asked Shirley. I said, Shirley, do me a favor. Text me a scripture every morning. Shirley texts me a scripture every single morning. I was on vacation and didn't quite see the name Shirley, because Shirley's text comes with a strawberry next to her name and a heart. I deleted it.
For safety purposes.
Because I was blurry and I didn't know it said Shirley. It looked like Sheila and I deleted it.
The emoji scared.
I don't know what it is.
You just
the emoji. And a heart and a strawberry.
All right.
I can explain this.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.